With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished as the government tries to get its money back. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No white Christmas for the majority of the Northeast, but a powerful snowstorm is brewing now.
A quick but impactful shot of snow and ice will blast through the Northeast Friday into early Saturday and significantly impact post-Christmas travel. As over 60 million Americans face winter weather alerts from Philadelphia through New York City in what could be the biggest snow totals the Big Apple has seen in years. Forecasters predict a widespread 3 to 5 inches of snow from central New Jersey through New York City into southern Connecticut.
And that is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Trading is underway in the final day of a holiday shortened week on Wall Street.
Stocks are off to a mixed start on Wall Street as traders return from the Christmas holiday. The S&P 500 was drifting between small gains and losses in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 42 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ Composite edged down by one-tenth percent. Crude oil prices fell. Gold and silver prices continued to rise. Trading was expected to be light given the holidays this week. Most European markets were closed, as were several Asian markets. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com. One of the big stories of 2025 was spiritual stirring among America's young people. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It's too early to call it a revival, but something appears to be going on. According to polls from the Barna Group and other research organizations, millennials and Generation Z are taking up the Bible. 50% of millennials are now reading the scriptures at least once a week, up 16 points from 1 year ago. And amongst Generation Z, the youngest adults, 49% say they open the Bible at least one time a week, up a whopping 19%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. This is SRN News. Karen Chambas reports on several people who were stabbed and others attacked at a factory in Japan.
In Mishima, Japan, a man has been arrested after stabbing several people and injuring many others with a chemical believed to be bleach at a tire factory in central Japan. Several of those stabbed are in a critical condition. I'm Karen Chemas.
A new analysis from Washington University shows U.S. service members attend church far more often than civilians, with 28% going every week, 17% more than once a week. That compares to 16% and 7% respectively for civilians. Edinburgh researchers say that they have never before had more hope for Alzheimer's research. Using live human brain tissue, they say they're seeing early damage and know how to accelerate drug discovery. Donald Trump says he ordered a powerful and deadly strike on ISIS forces in Nigeria. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.